Conor, well played today, and it looked like you enjoyed those two goals.
Yeah, there's no better feeling as a striker, especially when you come to a new team. You're looking to get off the mark as quickly as you can. On Saturday, had a few chances. Was frustrated not to score, although we did have a really good result. But yeah, it's the icing on the cake when you can put together a couple of goals and when it comes together in a 3-1 victory and 3 points for the team on the road against a good Peterborough team. It's a perfect kind of evening, and I'm delighted to get off the mark, and I hope it's the first of many goals this season.
I think it's the second time that you've played with Billy, but you can already see that chemistry, can't you, between the two of you?
Yeah, we know we can be a real threat together, where we can feed off each other. There's a few times there we had a few like 1-2s and real close calls kind of with getting in on goal. And yeah, we're only going to grow together, I think, from playing with each other, from getting to know each other even better. So yeah, the signs are really good. Billy had a few chances himself. He always looks a threat. He always looks a goal threat. He's shown that throughout his career. And it's brilliant to play up front alongside him.
I think everybody performed well, and it was kind of a statement, wasn't it, that the Gillingham games in the past, now we've won 3 in a row and this is what we're about now.
Yeah, 100%. With football, I think the longer you're involved in football, you realise that you're only as good as your last game, and that's an attitude I always kind of take. You might have played well in the past, but it's gone. Or like you say, the Gillingham game was one that we wanted to forget and move past it and bounce back with some positive results and positive performances. And that's exactly what we've done. We've stuck together as a group. It's very early stages in the season, but the signs are really good. There's no better feeling than sending the support, the away support home, happy with 3 points in the bag, plenty of goals to cheer. And, a good exciting display from us.
You seem to have really taken to playing with this group and the connection with the fans. You see that with your celebrations as well. What has sort of enabled you to get that connection so quickly?
I think the group of players has been, you can tell they're a very close-knit group that have been together for a good few years. They've come close for the last 3 or 4 years. You can see there's a real togetherness. There's a new manager who's come in, and you can tell that all the lads have really taken to the new manager. They're enjoying playing under him. We've got a real kind of style of play that we're looking to play. It's easy for me then coming into a group like that. You feel very welcomed. I've played against a lot of them before in the past, played with a few of them as well. So that all helps. And then I think connecting with the fans just comes from getting down to the kind of nitty-gritty of it and putting in a good performance, putting in a good display. And as a striker, when you go and score goals, you're always going to get on well with the fans. So I'm looking to build on that. It's a great buzz when you do score a goal, and especially when, you're playing for Sheffield United with fantastic fans. And, Bramall Lane was my first proper taste on Saturday, and it was fantastic. The atmosphere was brilliant. They were right behind us, and I'm looking forward to coming up against Blackpool on Saturday, for more of the same, really, and really get that buzz and keep growing that connection with the group of players and with the fans as well.
Do you, now that you've got two goals, do you feel this is a good season for you to prove that I can get a lot of goals in English football, because you've sort of been come to know as a big physical striker who helps a lot of other teammates?
Yeah.
But we've seen tonight that you can also chip in with the goals.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's, as a footballer, you're always learning, and I'm always learning about myself. I think in the past I've been quite unselfish. I think I've like you say, I've helped teammates with maybe assists and stuff like that. And you get to a point where you think, well, I'm a centre forward, I'm a striker. I want to go and score 15 and 20 league goals. I want to be a real, apart from being a real threat, a target man, and bringing others into the game. I think when you add goals to your own game, you take yourself to a new kind of level. And I'm buzzing to get many more goals and many more opportunities, keep getting myself into the right areas. I've no doubt that I'll score lots of goals this year. I'm excited playing in this group of players that I think every time we go forward we look like we're a real goal threat, and that's exactly what you want as a striker. You want to play in a team that is creating chances.
Well done, Tom, man.
Thanks.